From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. 12 days after its departure hull was damaged by suicide bombers, Brussels' main airport will partially reopen for passenger flights on Sunday. Much tighter security is expected. Speaking to reporters Saturday, Zaventem Airport Chief Executive Arno Feist confirmed that three Brussels Airlines flights will leave for Faro, Turin, and Athens from Belgium's main airport. Feist also announced temporary repair work and security features that will be used at the airport as it works to return towards full operation. U.S. President Barack Obama has praised this week's nuclear security summit, saying that it gave visiting countries a chance to focus on the fight against terrorist groups like the Islamic State. In his weekly media address, Mr. Obama said that many of those attending the conference are either fighting Islamic State or have an interest in seeing it overthrown.
Our summit was also another opportunity to make sure the world remains united and focused on destroying ISIL. A majority of the nations who came here are part of our global coalition against ISIL. A number of our countries have been targeted by ISIL. Just about all of our nations have seen citizens travel to join ISIL in Syria and Iraq.
The president added the summit's goal of reducing the world's nuclear materials is especially important in light of the rise of terrorist networks that would use nuclear devices given the chance. Mr. Obama said Islamic State continues to lose ground, even though it has been behind attacks in Paris, Turkey, and Brussels. The president said the fight against Islamic State and other terrorist organizations will be a difficult one. This is